One of my pet peeves is the existence in the world, in our secular society, of so many stereotypes about what Christians are like. You know, so many people kind of think, oh, Christians are simply goody-two-shoes, people that just always do the right thing. People sometimes perhaps that are a little bit, you know, compliant, a little bit backward, people that are very conservative, very traditional, very anti the environment, homophobic. They are just people who need to kind of wake up and grow up. And one of the problems with those kinds of stereotypes is that there's truth in that. But of course, there's also so much of that that is just utterly false. I'm sure we've all experienced something like that when we've been in a conversation with someone and we discover that, well, we share something about our Catholic faith, and people kind of, we see they sort of step back a little bit, and we just feel a little bit uncomfortable sharing the fact that, yeah, I go to Mass. I'm a believer. This is part of my life, part of my reality. And I think the gospel today can kind of point a way forward for us to understand more deeply how we can engage more completely with those false ideas about Christianity and allow the voice of the shepherd, allow the voice of the Lord to lead us to a different place along that journey. Jesus gives us these beautiful images of the shepherd and the gate tonight. The Lord himself says, I am the gate. Now, if you imagine this enclosure, maybe it's, you know, against a rock wall to provide some protection from the weather and protection from backward, from attacks from behind. And so maybe there's just a fence that's there in front. And there's a gap that is there. And Jesus saying that he is the gate of the sheepfold means that essentially he is the one lying down there in the gap. If any wolf is to come, if any thief is to come, he has to come over the body of Jesus. And so he's there providing that immediate protection for all of the sheep that are there safely in the fold. But the problem of being safely in the fold is that there's not a lot of food there. If it's in a cave or in an enclosure, you need to go out. You need to go back out into encounter the grass and the pastures. That's where life is to be found. And so the Lord says, look, I will come. I will call you by name, and the sheep will begin to hear and recognize the voice of the shepherd. And they will gladly follow of the shepherd, the Lord, out into that pasture to find that abundance. The problem is that so often we imagine that God is part of that stereotype, that God is a little bit on the stingy side, that God doesn't really want us to experience that full flourishing of life. That we can imagine that, yeah, it's really simply about doing all the right things, saying all the right things, keeping the commandments. That's what the Lord is really interested in. But that's not the image that the Lord gives us tonight in this beautiful story of the shepherd and the gate. He's about following and listening and hearing the voice of the Lord. That he wants us to be attuned to that voice. There are other voices in our world. We know that too. There are voices that can distract us, voices that can discourage us, voices of the thief who comes to steal and kill and destroy. They're not and never are the voice of God. So often when we feel discouraged and we feel a bit deflated, it's because we've been listening to the wrong kind of voice. We've been distracted by other messages that surround us. And the Lord tonight is inviting us to come back to the sheepfold, to attune ourselves to the voice of the Savior, to attune ourselves to that voice that is inviting us into life, into freedom, and above all, into love. That voice will not lead us there in the safety, but that voice will call us to go out, call us to find that abundance of life. Jesus says in John 10:10 that I have come not to steal, not to destroy, not to allow us to be less than we are, but I have come that you may have life in all its abundance. There's more than this. That's what God is inviting us into today. So today, we can make a decision to be a little bit more attentive to the voices that we listen to. We can decide to spend some time listening to that voice. We can take time during the week to pray each day, just to let the voice of love, the voice of life, the voice of goodness, the voice of that abundance of life, to be the voice that we hear. What will it be like if we listened to that voice? If we as a Christian community began to live as people who truly believed that voice, who lived in that fullness of that voice, who began to be able to discern the presence of other voices and say, no, those voices are about being less. Those voices are about being stolen, about death, about destruction. I want to be about life, about vitality, about love. What would we be like if we slowly began to listen very carefully to the voice of the Savior, the voice of the Shepherd, inviting us into that abundance of life? How would we be different? How would we be changed and transformed? I think people would begin to see that those stereotypes that we began with are just utterly false, that they're not the reality of a Christian community that takes time each day to listen to the Master's voice. So over the course of this week, let's all take some time. It could be just a few minutes, where we just sit in the stillness and let the voice of life, the voice of love, be addressed into our hearts. Let's grow more attuned to the voice of the Savior calling us and inviting us. Let's allow the Lord to protect us, to keep us safe when we need it, but also to lead us out into the pastures, to go and be fed and nourished, but to share that life and to share that goodness with those around us as well.